Welcome to Marketing Thought Leadership, the podcast that offers insightful discussions on thought-provoking marketing topics. Here's the host of our show, marketing consultant, speaker, author, and educator, and the president of Leverage 2 Market Associates, Linda Popke.
Hi, this is Linda Popke, and welcome to our latest episode of Marketing Thought Leadership. We're here today with Roberta Matchison, who has been president of Matchison Consulting for more than 25 years, during which time she's helped leaders in highly regarded companies, including General Motors, New Balance, the Boston Beer Company, and small to medium-sized businesses, achieve dramatic growth and market leadership through the maximization of their talent. She's known globally as the Talent Maximizer, and she is the person that top employment site Monster and global retail giant Staples turn to for advice on talent. She's the author of four books, including the recently released The Magnetic Leader, How Irresistible Leaders Attract Talent, Customers, and Profits. In fact, Roberta is one of a handful of people who have appeared as a guest of Bill O'Reilly's on Fox's O'Reilly Factor, who left the show unscathed. Welcome, Roberta.
Thank you. So great to be here.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, I'd love to hear about the Bill O'Reilly show, but first tell us about what prompted you to write The Magnetic Leader.
Well, that's a great question. When I finished writing Talent Magnetism, which is a book on how to create a workplace that attracts and keeps the best, it just became really crystal clear to me that the key to attracting and keeping talent really comes down to the leader. So I wrote the book, The Magnetic Leader, to help individuals gain that kind of magnetism so that they would be able to attract people towards them and keep their talent.
So attract and keep people, is that something you can really learn, or is that something you're born with and either you have it or you don't?
Well, Linda, I certainly hope you can learn it because I wrote the book on how to learn it. So,
okay.
Yes, you absolutely can learn how to be a magnetic leader. But you can start by, you know, reading the book. In the book, there's a self-assessment, so you can kind of get a handle on where you currently are, and then you can figure out through reading and practice where you need to go in order to achieve that level of success.
But there are some people that probably this comes to more naturally than others, right? So, I mean, you see a range of where people are and where they need to be?
Well, yes, because oftentimes we promote people into leadership roles who, quite frankly, should never be in leadership roles.
Oh, that's for sure. Yep. So what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see from leaders when it comes to leadership, both from those who shouldn't have ever been leaders, but perhaps those who were promoted when they maybe too early or weren't given the right skills and training to be in the right place? So what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see in general about folks in leadership?
Well, first of all, when we're talking promotions, I see this happen all the time, that people never ask those people who they're promoting if they even want the job. And
yeah.
So if you're, especially if you're a young person, you're early on in your career, you have no idea that you can say, you know, I think I'm going to stay in an individual contributor role. So you think, well, if I don't take this job, I'm not going to have one. So sure, I'll be a leader. And I think it's also you have no idea how challenging leadership can be until you're in that role. So you're like, well, what the heck? My boss is a leader and, you know, he doesn't seem that smart to me, so I guess I could be one.
And that makes sense, too, because unfortunately there are not always a lot of good role models, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. So in terms of, you say sometimes people feel that they have to take it, but what about leaders who want to be leaders and they're still not necessarily doing the right things?
Well, for those people, you know, first of all, you have to recognize what your strengths are. And I always, when I coach people, and I coach a ton of executives and new leaders, I mean, it's all about building on your strengths. So, you know, figuring out what are the two or three areas where you're really, really strong in your leadership style and maximizing that. And then we bring along the other areas that may need a little bit of tweaking. I mean, there is no such thing as the perfect leader. So, but all of us can be better.
obviously we can all improve, but what are some of the things that we could do to, when we work on being magnetic, why, you know, what are some of the things that can help us kind of get from point A to point B a little bit faster?
Well, we have to really look at the way we communicate, and we have to practice and get really good at being effective in our communication. You know, so many times people will leave their leaders because they don't have a strong line of communication with that person. They have no idea how they're really performing. Maybe their leader tells them that on their last day. Oh, by the way, you're not meeting my expectations, so today's your last day. So, you know, if you can really work on honing your communication skills, you'll find that people really want to be around you. They'll enjoy the experience.
And it's really, I guess, one of the reasons it's so important is because people do leave leaders, not companies, right? Is that true? That I've heard that said.
That is 100% true. I know I've left a ton of leaders rather than companies. I'm sure you and your listeners have as well.
Okay, yep. That's true. Now, you talked to a lot of different magnetic leaders when you wrote your book. What was it about these people that made you want to interview them? What was it that made them stand out from everybody else?
Well, some of them I personally knew, and so I just found my interactions with them always, like I would always look forward to having a conversation with them. And when I worked with them and their teams, I saw the way their teams interacted with them and the way they were really well respected. And so I was very selective because I wanted really great role models for people. And the people that I interviewed, it was so great because they were very open about, you know, how they got to where they were. And, you know, most of them didn't come out of the womb being magnetic.
So they've had some, incidents on the way or some character-building experiences and things that have made them become more magnetic as they went along. How can you tell if someone's on the right track to being a magnetic leader?
Well, you can look at the employee turnover.
Okay.
So if you're seeing it drop because people are sticking around, if the tenure of that person's employees is rising, that's a great sign that they're really improving their magnetism. If they post a job opening and there are a line of really great people outside the door wanting to work for them, that's another sign that, wow, I'm really getting pretty good at this.
So what's interesting is you interviewed these people because you thought they were magnetic leaders, but they were not people you ever worked for, correct?
Some of them, no, I never worked for them in a corporate setting. Some of them are my clients.
Ah, okay.
So I have worked besides them.
So did you ever come across a situation where there's someone who looked from the outside to be a magnetic leader, but then when you talked to their employees, they weren't sure? I mean, is there any kind of imposter syndrome going on here? Will people kind of pretend that they're magnetic, but they're not? Or is that something we're looking for a place to work or a magnetic leader? How do you kind of sort out who's good and who's pretending to be good?
Well, let me just backtrack and answer your first question and just say that I don't think that people try to present themselves magnetic who aren't. I mean, I think they really believe they are. So
yep.
It's not really an imposter syndrome. There's a big disconnect between how somebody views themselves and how their employees view them. And that's where that all starts from. But a great way to figure out if somebody is magnetic, if you're looking at an opportunity, is to go onto LinkedIn, see if you have any connections, reach out to that person, find out what the real deal is, go on to glassdoor.com, read some comments, see if they're consistent. And then, you know, if you're watching the job openings and you see, oh, my gosh, like this is the same job that was advertised, you know, 6 months ago and then 6 months prior, that's probably a good indicator that unless they're adding staff, that this leader is probably someone you want to avoid.
That's a good point. So we don't want to be part of that revolving door.
No.
Yep. Good. So how can we as leaders, are there any, besides communicating more, are there any things that we as leaders can do to become more magnetic And what are kind of the, if you had to give just a couple pieces of advice, what would you tell us?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to be authentic. And
okay.
I see a lot of leaders try to emulate their boss's behavior, and that's not really who they are. So, you know, people want the real you to show up, and when you try to be someone else, it's very hard to be that person every day. So a different version of you keeps showing up, which is
right.
really kind of scary if you're the employee. Like, oh, is, you know, Stephanie coming today or Stefan, you know?
Yep.
Who is it?
Great. So be authentic. Don't emulate the boss. Anything else?
Well, and I would also encourage your listeners to be as transparent as possible. I've seen so many situations where employees were misled to think the company was doing really well. They made, you know, very large investments like buying a home or a new
mm-hmm.
car, only to find out that that's not quite how things were going.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you're sort of put in the middle. You want to hire somebody, and yet you don't want to tell people if things aren't going well. So it's tough.
Yes, but you also don't want to, you know, when you're interviewing somebody and they're telling you that they're about, you know, their spouse is about to have their first, your first child, and you're thinking, well, we're not all that steady.
Right. It's
you
tough.
Know, sometimes
yeah.
a really magnetic leader will put the needs of the person that they're talking to before themselves.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we're talking here with Roberta Matchison. She is a consultant who helps maximize talent, and she's written a recent book called The Magnetic Leader, How Irresistible Leaders Attract Talent, Customers, and Profits. So one final question I want to ask you. I understand about employees, but how do magnetic leaders really impact their business's bottom line?
Well, employee turnover is so costly. In fact, on my website, MatchisonConsulting.com, I have an employee turnover calculator. And you can go in there and actually figure out how much it costs every time someone leaves. And so, you know, companies are, they're bleeding. Money is like bleeding out of the organization every time someone you want to keep leaves.
So it's just turnover by itself, which, and there's, it's not just the amount of time for recruiting, but there's all the get up to speed and the time invested in training you, et cetera, and then you leave and we have to start all over.
Oh, yeah. And the lost opportunities because we can't bring on new clients because we don't have capacity because we don't have anyone to service them.
That all makes sense. That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Roberta. Sounds like we
My
all
pleasure.
Need to work at being a little more attractive in the magnetic sense.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
We've been chatting here with Roberta Matchison. Again, she is the author of The Magnetic Leader, How Irresistible Leaders Attract Talent, Customer, and Profits. Thank you, Roberta, for being with us.
Thank you, Linda.
This is Linda Popke. Until next time, thanks for listening to Marketing Thought Leadership.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Marketing Thought Leadership, brought to you by Leverage 2 Market Associates. If you'd like to find out how powerful marketing results can transform your organization, contact us at www.leverage2market.com.